This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Monica Anderson, writing on behalf of the Pew Research Center, has a story about the number of women running newsrooms. And turns out there are not many in local TV and radio in particular. It seems men continue to run the show, Lisa.
Yeah, the article is headlined, "Men for the Most Part Still Run Newsrooms." And I guess this is timely now because NBC News is about to get its first woman, Deborah Ternus, to head a network news division. But this is really, it wasn't news to me that men are still running newsrooms, the majority of men. What surprises me is that for many years now, women have outnumbered men in journalism classrooms in my own, not just in my own, but nationally. This has been well documented, yet they're still not breaking into the upper echelons of management. Not only that, but in I know in newspapers they still make up less than half the employees, not just managers but reporters and everybody.
Well, and you're mostly training newspaper reporters, aren't you?
Well, in our program we have three tracks, so maybe half of my students are training to be reporters or journalists, but they're also going into advertising and PR. I suspect what's happening is that women are choosing more family-friendly fields than journalism, like advertising and PR.
Well, even if you're heading up a news division, especially at the network level, that's not especially a family-friendly position. I mean, there are a lot of demands on your time, I would think.
Horrible.
I can't speak from personal experience, but I would guess.
Horrible hours, et cetera. Yeah, I would say, I've had the same experience in broadcasting that you've had, Lisa, in your journalism classes. Without doing any kind of scientific analysis, I would say at least, on average, I get at least 50% of the class are young women of the classes I've had. Interestingly, I'm referring mainly to the introductory classes I teach, but back when I used to do advanced radio, I can tell you of a couple of times I had nothing but men, young men in the class over the years. And I've had a number of classes that had 80-90% men, and it would be like 12 young men and one young woman would be in the class, that kind of makeup. But that was advanced, and that was the radio classes. I think in broadcasting, our young women tend to want to get into television, and not always in front of the camera, but sometimes behind it as well. But I don't know what becomes of them, because we have the same kind of thing going on in broadcasting. In the actual industry, it's still populated more by, I think, men than women. And I've never really understood, and it's especially lopsided at management level for sure.
This was surprising to read that Deborah Ternus will become the first woman to head a network news division this coming August when she takes over as president of NBC News. She had also headed 9 years ago. She was hired to head a network in Britain and was the first woman to head a network news division in Britain. Like I said, I'm kind of surprised. It just seemed like some woman along the way would have been in charge of a network news division. And so I'll put the question out to you. Why do you suppose this glass ceiling still exists?
Well, Mike alluded to the long hours. And it's true, journalism is really hard on families. Because it isn't a 9-to-5 job, because news is not 9-to-5, and you have to be available at crazy hours, especially when you're starting out. And I wonder if maybe to work your way up into a management position, you really have to pay your dues and work in the field a while. So I wonder if it's like in other fields where women are the minority at the management level. I wonder if they're dropping out of the workforce, maybe to have children, or maybe they're going into teaching, which I did when I had my family, or other fields like PR, which have more regular hours. and they're just not making it up into those ranks.
Yeah, that sounds pretty plausible to me as well. In broadcasting, I would say that a similar situation exists in terms of hours, and the pay in broadcasting is at the entry level is just about as bad as it gets. I think it tends to be minimum wage, and you know, combine that with not, you know, it's not like just 8 to 5. It can be very bizarre and horrible overnight hours and all kinds of things along those lines. And I think, you know, that a great deal of women just get weeded out of the business that way. And they, you know, they if they could survive that initial horrible dues paying period, you know, that you get typically when you get into broadcasting early on, they probably would end up in management more often. But I think they just get weeded out early.
And I think it's a concern because the managers are the editors, at least in newspaper newsrooms, which I'm familiar, they're the ones setting the news agenda about what you're going to cover in a community. And ideally, you want your newsroom employees to reflect the demographics of your community. So you want not just men and women. You want diversity of ethnicities and races. Mm-hmm. And so you're getting an accurate picture of your community or nation or whatever you're covering.
In terms of broadcasting, Mike, I would think if you wanted to go into management, you'd be better off not taking an on-air position, but rather, for example, in TV, it seems like there's a demand usually for people who can direct a newscast. And and that would be one path to take. But even then, I would imagine directors are still working very long hours and have a very stressful, demanding schedules.
Yes, they do, certainly. And I would also say that I hear a lot of talk going on that you know, we have all kinds of people in broadcasting who didn't major in broadcasting in college, mm-hmm. or went to a broadcasting school or vocational program or something, you know. In management, you know, in terms of management, you know, there are majors in business management, which might be more appropriate for people who are interested in doing that in broadcasting or any other major industry where, you know, big management skills, competent management skills are important. I know in our broadcasting program, we don't focus much on that here. You know, we're about hands-on and performance and sports broadcasting, things of that nature, and we don't focus a whole lot on management at all, though we've got some faculty who could certainly do it. It's just not in the curriculum, you know.
I would think a business management degree might be helpful if you were running perhaps the entire network. Mm-hmm. Seeing someone like a Turnus who will be running the network's news division, I would think you would still need some sort of news background. Mm-hmm. Certainly that business management background would help in some sort of way, especially budgeting. But I would think you need some sort of background in making news decisions too.
Mm-hmm. Certainly wouldn't hurt. But, you know, that might be the reason we see so many people who are competent at news getting let go, because people aren't coming in with the kinds of backgrounds that, you know, would be most appropriate for at least broadcasting and perhaps journalism as well, you know, programs. So the journalism business. So it may be that there's a disconnect, you know, between the business and the editorial side of both broadcasting and journalism. That a lot of people just aren't able to bridge that gap very well.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.